Long Pa describing the people who help him doing all this media Dhamma practice video track, the foundation who print all this book that Long Pa wrote. There are many people who help Long Pa doing all this work. In the past, when Long Pa went to give Dhamma talk at other places, there are many people who came and helped. So Dhamma practice work has progressed very well. Long Pa noticed from the people who would like to come and practice at this wat only opens for reservation for a few days, and all the places are filled. We have around 400, almost 400 rooms for the whole year in 2 days. Newcomer already fill all this space. Long Pa said Long Pa like more new faces, newcomer. When Long Pa see the old faces, he cannot teach so much because we have all listened to Dhamma too much. Long Pa said for the old faces, it takes so much time until you get enlightened because you have not done that enough. Some people would like to practice Dhamma, but they go to the wrong place and learn from the wrong teacher. So they get stuck with the wrong kind of practice. So it's very difficult for them to progress. Long Pa said, Long Pa is not that good of a practitioner, but Long Pa is smart enough, and Long Pa has been practicing for so long. Long Pa always choose the right teacher. Since Long Pa was very young, Long Pa went to study with Than Pa Li. And at that time, Than Pa Li was around 50 years old. Than Pa Li practiced so tough. Than Pa Li, he did not have much meal, much food. So after Than Pa Li have practiced enough, Than Pa Li moved to Samut Pakal province. And so at that time, Long Pa was 7 years old. Long Pa went to study with Than Pa Li. Than Pa Li would put Long Pa on his lap and taught Long Pa breathing out, chanting, put breathing in, chanting two, and counting put to one, put to two. And Long Pa had, since that time, never stopped practicing. But at that time, Long Pa was so young, he only can practice Samatha but not Vipassana. At that time, Long Pa thought, if I kept practicing meditation, sitting meditation, then one day I'm gonna get enlightened. It's the same with many people these days. They only wanna learn meditation, but they don't wanna practice wisdom. So there was a young man who came and studied with Long Pa. And Long Pa said, you should practice observing your own mind. But this young man said, "No, I cannot do that. I have to practice meditation first." Long Pa said, "No, you should observe your own mind and you will get automatic meditation." But this young man refused and said, "No, I have to practice meditation first." Long Pa said that 3 times, so he refused 3 times. And Long Pa said, "Go ahead and practice meditation. It's better than not practicing at all." And since that time, that young man never came back to see Long Pa again. When a great teacher just look at you, what a great teacher would know, how should you practice? But for some students, they just believe that they have to be good at meditation first, then they would practice wisdom. But for some people, meditation is just too difficult for them because the mind is so restless. So Long Pa said, for this type of student, it's beyond his help, so he cannot help. And he said, the process of reincarnation is so long. There are many future Buddhas, so this student have to learn in the future with future Buddha. When Long Pa was young, Long Pa learned from Than Pa Li. When Than Pa Li taught Long Pa, Long Pa just keep doing that every day. Long Pa obey to whatever his teacher taught him. And Long Pa have also study how other practitioner practice, like observing the body. And Long Pa try observing the body. Long Pa observe his own hair and the hair become light. And Long Pa would observe his skull and the skull would disappear and become light. Long Pa observe his own head and the head would disappear. In the past, Long Pa once went to study with Long Pa Khun, one of Long Pudu students. Long Pa Khun, when he meditate at that time, the mind would separate from the body and the mind is floating above a valley, a river. And when Long Pa Khun's mind look at the city of Udon Thani, the whole city is just disappear. And the mind feel like it enlightened on above the river. And so Long Pa Khun came and turned in homework with Long Pudun. Long Pudun said that is not enlightenment. So when Long Pa was young, when Long Pa tried observing his body, whatever body part that he observed, it become disappear and turn into the light. So all these objects, when you observe it into the very core, it all become just light. And those happen in just a short moment for Long Pa. And so Long Pa, when he observed body, he said there's nothing for him to observe. It all disappear. And the mind never gotten into any enlightenment. So Long Pa mind doesn't want to observe the body. So Long Pa read the book of Buddha, the three books of Buddhism. And Long Pa study Bali language and compare it with Dhamma that is translated into Thai language. So Long Pa would compare the Bali and the Thai. Long Pa, when he was young, Long Pa listened to Dhamma on the radio on Abhidhamma. หลวงพ่อ read lots of books of Buddhism and he cannot get enlightenment. One day, หลวงพ่อ read a magazine and หลวงพ่อ came across a short Dhamma written by หลวงปู่ดูลย์ So, หลวงพ่อ searching to become หลวงปู่ดูลย์ studentsAt that time, หลวงพ่อ read that short Dhamma writing, and หลวงพ่อ mind get very interested in observing the mind, because if the mind does not suffer, what would suffer? So that was what 36 years ago. At that time.หลวงพ่อ seek for หลวงปู่ดูลย์ and somebody said หลวงปู่ดูลย์ is the teacher of หลวงปู่ฟัน but หลวงปู่ฟัน already passed away so หลวงพ่อ thought หลวงปู่ดูลย์ probably passed away but later somebody came and told หลวงพ่อ that หลวงปู่ดูลย์ is still alive so หลวงพ่อ went to study with หลวงปู่ดูลย์ right awayAnd หลวงปู่ดูลย์ taught หลวงพ่อ to say to observe his own mind. I'm sorry. So from that point, that หลวงพ่อ study with หลวงปู่ดูลย์ for the first time. หลวงพ่อ on the way back to Bangkok, stop at another wat to go and pay respect to หลวงพ่อพุทธ which is one of หลวงปู่ดูลย์ student.And so, หลวงพ่อ talk with หลวงพ่อพุทธ and หลวงพ่อพุทธ describe หลวงปู่ดูลย์ teaching to หลวงพ่อหลวงพ่อ give an example of how หลวงปู่ดูลย์ teach is very difficult to listen to because หลวงปู่ดูลย์ speaks so fast หลวงพ่อ says very difficult to listen to the way หลวงปู่ดูลย์ speaks หลวงปู่ดูลย์ speak quite fast หลวงพ่อ said หลวงปู่ดูลย์ is the monk who speak in the fastest tone and the lowest tone so quite difficult to listen toหลวงพ่อ study with หลวงปู่ดูลย์ then หลวงพ่อพุทธ3 months later หลวงพ่อ went to turn in homework to หลวงปู่ดูลย์ but หลวงปู่ดูลย์ said what หลวงพ่อ has practiced had been practicing for 3 months was wrong and then หลวงพ่อ go and pay respect to หลวงปู่เทศ and also หลวงพ่อกิม who was also one ofหลวงปู่ดูลย์ students หลวงพ่อกิม is the monk whom หลวงปู่ดูลย์ said if หลวงปู่ดูลย์ is not around anymore หลวงพ่อกิม would be the one that หลวงพ่อ would continue studying with หลวงพ่อ also said something about หลวงปู่หลุยหลวงพ่อ saidหลวงปู่หลุยส์ has so many students cannot get close to him so very difficult to study with หลวงปู่หลุยส์ there is also หลวงปู่ชอบ but หลวงปู่ชอบ at that time already his body become paralyzed he just lay down all day long and there are so many people so many monks gather around หลวงปู่ชอบSo very difficult to study with หลวงปู่ชอบ as well. หลวงพ่อ look at หลวงปู่ชอบ from afar, and he thought in his mind, I would like to pay respect to the enlightened one. I want to pay respect to Arahant. And หลวงปู่ชอบ would nod at หลวงพ่อ from afar.หลวงพ่อ study with many great teachers Lungpa has this thing about him that whoever who whatever teacher that Lungpa study with, always a good teacher. Like Lungpa mind knows for somehow that this is a good teacher. There was only one time that Lungpa was deceived by a monk, and that monk said Lungpudu appoint him to be his representative. It's because that monk refer to Lungpu Dun. So Lungpa believe him, except that case. Lungpa study with around 30 teachers. There was a monk Kuba Pumachak. Kuba Pumachak, Lungpa tell a story about Kuba Pumachak. Somebody asked Kuba Pumachak, is the Buddha footprint real? And Kuba Pumachak actually demonstrate he Kuba Pumachak put his foot on a stone, and then he make the stone become his footprint very deeply. Just to make the point that Buddha's footprint on the stone, they are all real. Many teacher that Lungpa went and studied with are all good. Lungpa said, back when Lungpa practiced Dhamma, there are so many great teachers, but not at this era. Not too many great teacher remain. Lungpa said, all the great teachers, when they taught others, they would taught others to observe body, except when Lungpa went and studied, those great teachers would taught Lungpa, would teach Lungpa to observe the mind. So Lungpa is have this question that wherever he went, wherever Lungpa went, all great teacher taught Buddha and taught observing body. But whenever Lungpa went and studied with those teacher taught Lungpa to observe the mind. Once Lungpa asked Longpu Dun, do I have to observe my body? Longpu Dun replied, why do you want to observe your body? Once you can observe the mind, then you should just observe the mind. All those people who observe the body, they wanna one day be able to observe the mind. If you can observe your own mind, just abandon the body. Lung Pu Man, the great teacher, once teach, if you can observe the mind, observe the mind. If you cannot observe the mind, then observe the body. So whenever you study or practice Dhamma, you have to obey whatever the great teacher taught you. Like some student should observe the body, but they want to observe the mind. Lungpa, when Lungpa taught some student here, that they should observe the body, but they would say, I want to observe the mind. So Lungpa would say, oh, you cannot observe your mind. Your mind is too restless. You should start with observing your body until you have enough meditation power. Then the mind would observe the mind automatically. So for the people who want to do observing the mind, needs some power of meditation. So for the one who think all the time, whose mind is restless all the time, those are not fit to observe the mind. Most of the students here also thinkers, but most of you here don't think that heavily. It's think at the level that can be good for my observer. So most of us here, most of you here, if you don't think too hard, too long, so you have the right amount of meditation power, observing the mind would be good for you. But for someone whose mind just becomes so restless and cannot observe the mind, they have to start with samatha and observe the body first. So you have to evaluate yourself. And it's not like if the great teacher told you to observe the body, but you want to observe the mind, or the other way around. You should always obey what the great teacher tells you. You see, the mind wandering around so fast, but the body does not wandering around that quickly. Has anybody ever lost your own body? Those are the only people who can get into a very deep meditation and the body would disappear. But the mind remains in the meditation state. Those people who can get into that deep meditation, once they come back to the ordinary state of mind, they would know automatically that the mind and the body are two separate things. And they would know the body is not them. And the feeling also is not self. So if someone can do deep meditation until the body disappears, that would be good, but the mind must remain. But there are someone who practice wrong, get into deep meditation in the way that both the body and the mind disappear. That was wrong. If there's no body and no mind, it become one type of problem without the mind. And that is the type that cannot practice Dhamma. Some people, whatever Long Pos told them to do, they would do it. These are the type of students who can progress very quickly. If you disobey, if you believe too much into your own thinking about how you should practice, you would not progress as fast. If you believe too much into your own thinking and don't obey great teacher, then your Dhamma practice would not progress easily. Some people want to do everything, want to practice samatha, want to observe the body, want to observe the mind, want to do them all. And that one thing, that craving, is the one that make them suffer. So the more you want, the more you have the more you have craving, the more you gonna suffer. So craving one thing is one obstacle to success. The second obstacle is what is called mana. Mana is the feeling of comparing yourself to others. That thought of comparison can make you progress very slowly. The third obstacle is the one who believe in their own thinking too strongly. These are the one who also cannot progress quickly. So Long Pa said, everyone should go and evaluate yourself. Do you have too much one thing? And do you have too much wanting to be better than others? You have too much wanting to get praise from Long Pa. And Long Pa warned that everybody who get praise from Long Pa for those people, once they get pressed by Long Pa, they would want to remain that way. And so, Long Pa tell a story about a monk who is here. One day, his mind was so good, in a very good state, almost get enlightenment. So Long Pa said, "You almost got it." And from that point, that monk keep wanting that good state again. And so he would not progress any further. Or someone you who would like to be better than others in the eyes of Long Pa cannot progress as well. Or if you believe too much in your own thinking, your own belief, it will be very slow for your practice. This is what Buddha taught himself. Buddha said, there are three obstacles to success. If you have even just one of them, your practice gonna be slow. Long Pa said, if you have one of those obstacles, even if you see the next Buddha would say, ah, let's continue for the next Buddha then. So Long Pa said, when you come and study here, put away your own belief, put away your own thought, put away your own wanting. Like the great teacher, one of Long Pa's great teachers said, whenever you show off, it's just like a dog who show off his fang. Long Pa said, those fang is the closest to your own, to yourself. So, if you don't put away your fang, if you don't put away your thought, then just like the irony of those elephants. So Long Pa said, eliminate all those beliefs. One of a great teacher said, if you cannot be that cloth on the floor that the teacher would rub his feet on, if you cannot be that piece of cloth, you know, you cannot study well. Or if your great teacher wanna get on a high place, you know, wanna get on, can you become his thing to step on, so he can get to somewhere higher? Long Pa said, there was only one time that Long Pa get angry with a great teacher. There was this one time, there was a person who asked Long Pu Thet about Dhamma practice. And that person keep asking and keep asking, and Long Pu keep explaining until Long Pu become so tired. But Long Pa knew that that person is not a real Dhamma practitioner. At first, Long Pa get angry with that person. Later, Long Pa get angry with Long Pu. Long Pa thought, why Long Pu has to talk with that guy? Long Pa was thinking that in his mind, but in his mind, he's very angry with Long Pu. So when that person left, Long Pu turned to Long Pa and said, I have to teach him, I have to talk to him. Otherwise, he would have to go to hell, because if I don't speak to him, then he would get angry at me and he has to go to hell. And Long Pa said, Long Pu talk to him because Long Pu doesn't want that jerk to go to hell. หลวงพ่อเรียน that is from หลวงปู่ kindness so when you study with great teacher you might have craving and wanting to be good or you might have craving or wanting to be famous to be better than others or you might believe too much into your own thinking those obstacles you have to observe you have to notice that you have them Longpa said when you are about to get enlightened the mind would stop wanting you practice meditation you practice mindfulness you observe body and mind until the mind become neutral to everythingThe great teacher Mahabua called that the middle path. Keep practicing mindfulness and meditation until the mind become neutral to body and state of mind. In a formal term for this is being neutral to all fabrication.It's one level of a wisdom. Your mind become neutral to bad, good. Because the mind knows bad or good arise and fall. Happiness, unhappiness arise and fall. So the mind is happy or unhappy, good or bad. The mind would not fabricate. The mind become neutral.And the mind become in a real middle path, and that is at the doorstep of enlightenment. So sometimes when the great teacher use other term, sometimes Longpo doesn't understand, but state of the mind is the same.Longpa said, if you have bad deed in the past, you would study with a wrong teacher. So, meeting and studying with bad teacher is part of your deed that you did wrong in the past. So, if you don't have that, you would be.Probably teaching with a good teacher. So if you met a good teacher, try to observe three things. First, don't believe into your own thinking. Two, obey and observe your wanting to be better than others, wanting to be good at practicing. Time for breakfast.